Sparks, how parents can help ignite the hidden strengths of teenagers. Author, Peter L. Benson, PhD. All parents worry. It's a big and complex world to which we're introducing our children. As we try to be good parents, there are two things all of us want for our kids. We want them to know and know deeply that at their very core, there's something good and special about them. We want them to see themselves as a person of worth, of value to the world. You and I know as adults what a precious gift this perception is to a person. Many of us struggle with a lack of it in all our lives. The second thing we want for our kids is to have the courage to put their gifts into play. Step 1. Recognize the power of sparks. Adults need to know and act on their sparks, and so do teenagers. The first step is to recognize the power of sparks. Through our research, we discovered that a spark has these characteristics. A spark originates from inside a person. It is not imposed from the outside. A spark can be a skill, a talent, an interest. For some, it's a way of being in the world. And when we express it, we're not worried about how good we are or how it looks to others. Just doing it, or being it, is enough. A spark is not about things we like to do, like watching movies or going to the beach or working out. It's deeper than this. It's a prime source of meaning, self-directed action, and a purpose in our lives. A spark does or has the potential to make the world a better place for others. Sparks often show up in places where someone finds them puzzling, or even offensive or threatening. A parent who's a political may find herself with a son who is emerging as an ardent Republican or a Democrat. The student who doodles and draws cartoons may baffle a parent who's a business entrepreneur. So remember, the step is all about appreciating what a spark is and how valuable it can be. We parents should be searching for and listening to sparks in all our teenagers. For when our teenagers discover their spark, they discover themselves, and the world can open up to them in new ways. Step 2. Know your own teenager. Watch what your child does and when they're not scheduled to do something. Are they reading? Surfing the internet? Experimenting with how to make paper airplanes? Drawing cartoons on the computer? Watch carefully for your child's strengths. Is your child quiet or boisterous? Both are different strengths. Self-containment versus kinetic expression. Is your child artistic, athletic, thoughtful, a quick thinker, a problem solver, curious about everything? There are so many possibilities for teenager strengths. Sparks emerge in a teenager's life at exactly the right moment. They emerge while teenagers are forming their identity. They emerge while teenagers are struggling with independence and seeking to find a purpose in their life. It's as though nature has given teenagers a bridge to the future and a golden opportunity for parents and other adults to see them in a new light. It's exactly the right moment for parents to go inside young people and help them capture, explore, and express their inner light. Step 3. Help discover and reveal your teen's sparks. Next, you'll need to talk to your teen about what he thinks about sparks, if he does at all. A key way to help your teenager discover his spark is to talk about the spark. The questions that follow are excellent conversation starters. What makes you want to jump up out of bed in the morning? What makes you dread getting out of bed? Sometimes talking about the things that aren't your spark can give you clues about finding it. If you could spend a whole day doing anything you wanted, and money and resources were unlimited, what would you do and why? What are you interested in doing or learning? Who are your adult role models? Step 4. Be the captain of your teen's spark team. Your best role as a parent is to become the captain of your child's spark team. But the team needs to be extended out into the community and draw in other champions. The ideal composition of the spark team depends on the nature of the spark. If the spark is artistic flavor, then the team needs to comprise of people who know something about how to nurture this potential. Whether the spark is technical or literary or athletic, a team needs both your orchestration and other caring adults who can help it grow. Building a team of spark champions means recruiting several adults whom you and your teenager trust and admire. During the teenage years, a teacher, a member of the extended family, a coach, a music teacher, an older sibling, or a college student can have a strong influence on your child. If your teenager doesn't appear to pay close attention to every word you say, he may be more likely to listen to one of these other adults. That's why it's so important to find other adults to join your child's spark team. But here's an important point. No matter who's in your child's spark team, you need to be the captain. For you, it's a full-time job. Even though teenagers are at a stage when they give you the strong impression that they wish you weren't around, it's important for you to be there and to be involved in their lives. Step 5. Keep your teen's spark lit. Keeping a spark going isn't always an easy, step-by-step process. Teenagers with multiple sparks may find themselves sometimes dabbling in 5 things at once. Those with a single spark may find they bounce around from action to action. Some will encounter periods when they feel that they have lost their spark completely. School counselors often express frustration with helping young people keep their spark lit and plan for their future. Many teenagers get distracted by other things, yet we can nudge teenagers to explore beyond the glittering distractions that are often more about fame and fortune than about connecting with the deepest part inside them. We can help them keep their true spark lit, the spark that's connected to their being, rather than something they believe would be most glamorous in our society. Cultivate your teen's spark. Too many think that a spark will flourish on its own, but in order for a spark to ignite and hold a flame, it needs a number of things. A place to grow. Look at your home. Does your teenager have a place to work on his spark? What about other places, a sports field, a special class, or an art studio? Time to grow. Musicians master their instruments by practicing. Similarly, teenagers need time to focus on their spark and develop it. Discipline to grow. It takes discipline to deepen a spark. Help your teenager develop the discipline to focus on his spark every day. He won't get anywhere playing around with his spark once in a while, or only when he feels like it. People to encourage the growth. How do you encourage your teenager's spark? Who else helps your teenager with his spark? Assist your teenager in finding people who will help them go deeper. The top 10 spark list. 1. Every teenager has one or more sparks. Sometimes the spark is hidden or dormant, but it's there. 2. Sparks can change. A spark at age 16 may look different from a spark at 12. 3. Sparks are not learned. They originate from inside a person and are discovered and nourished through experience. 4. The hallmark of spark is not happiness or pleasure, but passion. 5. Every parent has the capacity to be a spark champion. 6. The better you model a life with sparks, the more likely it is that your child will develop a life with a spark at the center. 7. A person's spark is his unique song. Remember to hum it back to your teenager on days when he doesn't remember it. 8. Your teen needs not only you as a spark champion, but other adults as well. 9. Trust the spark. 10. Ask the question, now that you know your spark, how can you use it to make life better for others?